commentator Thad Box.
In my culture, women folk were honored and protected. Men never swore in their presence. Granny Box bore 12 children and raised 10 of them. Each fall, she picked more cotton than any man in the field, prepared meals while the men rested, washed clothes, milked cows, and kept house. She lived to be 97 years old. She was a beloved member of the weaker sex. In 1952, I used my GI Bill to attend college and become a professor. For the first 10 years, I never had a woman in my classes. By the 1960s, an occasional woman took one of my classes as an elective. In 1970, I became Dean of Natural Resources at a college with a track record of producing leaders in forestry, range management, wildlife, and other manly professions. There were few women students or faculty members in its productive history. Students were required to attend a summer camp to learn practical skills. Women were not allowed to attend that camp. As a new dean, my position was that if practical fieldwork was necessary for land managers, it should be required of all our students. Once in summer camp, women performed well. Today, the Forest Service is full of women. At USU, the president, vice president, and treasurer of the Forestry Club are women. The secretary is a man. The male-female ratio in higher education has moved in favor of females for the past 40 years. In 1994, a little over 60% of the high school graduates, both male and female, enrolled in college following their high school graduation. Now, about three-quarters of young women go to college immediately after high school, compared to only about 60% of the young men. The human population needs to be stabilized, land productivity maintained, and interactions between individuals and species made mutually beneficial. We men have not been able to do those things. Maybe it's time for the weaker sex, someone like Granny Box with a college education, to have a go at it. This is Thad Box.